the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Quite the show today, but it's good to be back.
It's good, really to, good be to be back.
We got so many beautiful messages from people.
How many?
Why do you always go there? How many did we get? No, no, Sarah, it was more than that.
Two.
It was not two. There were so many comments and messages about, I miss listening to you girls in the morning. When are you back? We'll just stop being so needy, Sean. We have to live our lives. But thank you. We miss you too.
We're back now. You'll wish we weren't after this show.
Those Two Girls.
Oh, get excited.
We are back.
We're refreshed. We're relaxed. We're ready to rumble on this beautiful Monday morning.
It is good to be back, Az. Welcome back to you two.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Did you guys see the latest viral listener trick that's perplexing the internet?
Mm.
So you've got to, you listen to this. It's a bit like the blue or gold dress.
Or Yanni and Laurel.
Yanni and Laurel.
It's
whereas
one of those.
This is, do you hear potato or do you hear thunder?
Okay.
Let's take a listen.
Penis.
It's definitely potato for me.
One more time.
One more
penis.
Time.
Penis.
Thunder? How are you hearing potato?
Well, it can't be anything else but potato. One
what?
More time, Azzy.
Penis.
What do you hear?
Mine kind of changes. I've heard potato, but then I just heard thunder.
Yeah, it's...
I'm still on thunder.
I'm team potato.
Penis.
Also, you're with those two girls, not those two teenage boys.
I've got a knack. A knack with birds.
Uh-oh.
Not just any bird, magpies. Now, of course, we are deep
yes.
into breeding season for magpies.
Oh, it's come early this year.
They're
because
swooping,
of the weather.
Mm. etc. I haven't been swooped by a magpie.
Sarah, you don't leave the four walls
no,
and confines
no, 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 no.
of your
I
house.
I have gum trees all around my house in my street. I do not get swooped by them, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I talk to the magpies. I talk to the magpies throughout the entire year, and they have come to regard me as a trustworthy person. I'm sure of it.
Have you gone off your meds?
I am telling you, if you're somebody
place.
Who
tell,
gets swooped by magpies all the time, if you want to protect yourself next year, you've got to start walking or cycling the route that you go down, and you've got to start eyeballing those maggies and talking to them, letting them know you're not a threat. Here's how I do it. I walk down the street, I look at them and I say, hello, Maggie. And that protects me.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke.
Am I being punked right
no,
now?
No, you're not. Because I heard by a bird expert that magpies remember faces for years and years and years.
So you're telling me if I were to take you to a popular magpie haunt where mm-hmm. people, because every city, every suburb has that particular tree, that particular nest.
Yes.
Where people get absolutely bomb-dived.
Yes.
If I took you to one of these spots.
Yep.
You would walk past it
yep.
without a spiky helmet.
No, that magpie needs to know me. So if it's a troublesome magpie, put me in that locale a month before breeding season starts.
Why haven't we tested this out?
Watch me succeed.
Sarah, I don't want you to turn your eyeball up to it because you'll come back as Cyclops.
All right, next magpie season, this is where it's at.
Have you named the magpies?
Yeah. Well, I've got Bruce. And I've got Goldie. And they're my friends. And that's how I befriended Lise. I just walked up to her, approached her gently and said, hello, Lise.
And then I pecked her in the eye.
Oh, it's good to be back.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
People still have a burning desire to reveal the gender of their unborn baby in new and interesting ways. So
yes.
the old pop the balloon and pink or blue confetti coming
yes.
out. That's a bit old
cake.
Hat now. The cake.
The cake is the
you
classic.
Know, it's an entry-level gender reveal.
And for the bogans, we've seen donuts being performed on the road with the smoke
mm-hmm.
expelling
burnouts.
Certain colour.
Yeah, yeah. There was that one guy who started an entire wildfire in America from doing that. But there's another gender reveal coming out of America, and it's happened in Texas.
Oh,
at
God,
a zoo.
It's going to be big. It's going to be big if it's in Texas.
At a zoo over there where a couple, Jonathan and Bridget, found themselves at the pygmy hippo exhibit.
Okay.
Pygmy hippo exhibit where the hippos were just behind some barbed wire. Okay, easy access to
the
hippos.
But they're pygmies, so that's
all
right.
They're little.
I would love a pygmy hippo.
No, you wouldn't. Still got a set of jaws on them that can
really?
Chomp through anything.
Quite they deadly. Are very dangerous, quite aren't deadly. They, hippos?
Hippos kill more people in Africa.
Yeah, but do pygmy hippos kill more people? I feel you could ride one quite successfully.
Okay.
Quite successfully.
Well, this couple didn't ride a pygmy hippo. They fed it a watermelon.
Okay.
But not just any watermelon.
Oh, God.
A watermelon that had been filled with jelly,
oh,
the colour
very
of
elaborate.
Their baby's gender. So they threw it to the hippo. The hippo crunches down and blue jelly spews out of the crunched watermelon.
I mean, how did they
come
up?
Joyous parents because they've just found out they're having a boy.
How would you come up with this idea?
I'm so confused by it. Like, who filled the watermelon if they both didn't know?
Well, I'd say they...
Well, you could get that ordered.
So you could order a watermelon filled with jelly.
I'm sure someone could do it.
Well, apparently they did this in cahoots with the zoo's owner.
So they must be
who
zoologists.
Put organic jello in it.
Oh.
I still don't think jello's a natural food substance for a pygmy hippo. So old mate's okay with whatever he consumed.
Can we please put this up on our Instagram at Liz
yes.
and Sarah? Because I haven't even seen this video yet, so I want to watch it along with everybody else.
But what's next? Like, how are they going to raise the stakes next?
Shitters. Like, I don't know. You'd need like an albino monkey or something to just spray paint its own fur as it dances the Macarena.
That's a great idea. Anyone pregnant
macarena.
Out there?
You can it's those two girls.
It's a baby.
Good morning.
Guys. Today,
it's so good to be back.
Today marks 1 week since something terrible happened to me. I broke my foot. Sunday last week at midnight. It was like bloody Cinderella, Sarah. The clock struck midnight.
That's clutching at straws there.
No.
This is a big call. The
clock struck midnight. I was wearing heels. I went to step on a paver, didn't see that there was no paver in the dark, stepped in loose gravel instead, rolled my foot so violently that I snapped my fifth metatarsal bone.
Not the fifth.
The fifth.
Not
I know.
The fifth.
I know. Snapped it on the spot. And of course, what did I do? I had to carry on with life, didn't I? I had two children to put to bed after a party. And then I just thought, stuff it. It's probably broken. Who cares? I'm just going to go to bed too. And I'll deal with it in the morning. I was kind of hoping it was just a sprain. Okay. Woke up in the morning. There was an almighty bump. A lump on my foot. And
fairy godmother didn't fix that.
No,
did she,
no glass slipper left in my wake.
Just a pumpkin.
Where was Prince Charming at the time, your Prince Charming
my
day,
Prince...
at the time you fell and snapped your fifth metatarsal?
He was still sinking his fifth gin and tonic. So he said to me, you go ahead, because I had hit that final drink quota where you just go, I've got to get out of here. Now's my time.
Mm, you're trapped.
And I trapdoored. I caught an Uber with the kids. We were in Byron Bay, you know, so it's just down the road to my sister's house. Got put the kids in an Uber and that's when it happened. Now, I was not inebriated. I was just a little bit tipsy, which is a big difference. Okay?
Is there?
That's what Cinderella said, and she was seeing pumpkins turn into carriages, mice turn into horses.
When my Prince Charming woke up, he looked at my foot and he said, you've broken that. So what did I do? I drove myself to hospital.
Well,
I said, there's no need.
Your left foot.
It is. I've broken my left foot so I could still drive with my right, and I drove myself to hospital.
And you're currently, remember a few weeks ago, I mean, I think I'm to blame for this. A few weeks ago, I called it and I said, the only people you ever see walking around with a moon boot in society are women in their late 30s to mid 40s who have broken or injured an ankle or a foot. Neck minute, you fall over in high heels. And what are you in now?
I'm placed
on the desk 30 centimetres from my face?
It's an air cast.
It's a moon boot. Okay. Cinderella, it's not a glass slipper, is it?
No, I'm in a moon boot for 6 weeks, which I think is over, like, that's unnecessary.
And I'm sure we'll all hear about it.
She already wants to take it off at the end of this week, Aaron. She reckons her body heals faster than others and she doesn't need it on for the remaining month. I don't know how I'm friends with somebody who doesn't follow the basic rules of medicine.
I've done a full 7 days of following doctor's orders. I think, like Peter Parker, I am healing.
You know
that's
what?
Peter Parker,
send us a message at Lees and Sarah on Instagram. If you were a dum-dum, took your cast off, what happened to your broken bone? Let's knock some sense into this girl beside me.
I'm healing already. I can walk on it.
Those two girls.
Dumbarella. Oh, you can't get up, can you?
I can.
You just got to sit
there. I'm like Peter Parker.
Those two girls.
I'm surviving a broken foot. I'm also surviving a new toy that was gifted to my 10-year-old son, Remy. It was actually gifted to him from my husband, and I knew nothing about it, which I'm not happy with to begin with. He bought him a drone. Okay, he's already had a drone
that's
in the past.
All right.
Yeah, well,
gosh,
there's different...
you party pooper.
Sarah, there's...
every boy loves a drone.
He's already...
your husband loves a drone because you drone on and on and on and on.
Oh, that's not very
that's a
nice.
A personal attack.
It really is.
Sorry. No, sorry, I meant crone.
I meant bone.
I mean that too. Anyway, don't think that a moon boot's going to stop us.
Shut up.
It adds a new level of excitement.
Oh, gosh. Please.
The drone. Talk about the drone.
Okay, let me focus. Remy's had a drone. Remy's had a drone before, Sarah, but this drone is a whole new level. Okay.
Don't tell me it's one of those fan-dangled ones that has a camera on
yes!
it.
Yes! Okay. First of all, it's an invasion of privacy. It has a camera on it. He can control it with a phone. He can capture footage with the phone. He also can use a VR set with it. So he puts on his VR helmet and flies the drone around. Now, the problem is that the rule that I've instilled is outside only. Okay? We live on a bit of land. He can go outside and fly the drone. But what happens is he loves it so much that when it gets dark, he flies the drone inside. And I don't like that because I feel under siege when I'm like unloading the dishwasher, cooking dinner, slaving away at my life. He flies the drone near my head. He comes into my bedroom when I'm unfurling my boot. And I feel victimised and it's too much for me
to
handle.
Well, what does your husband say about this? It's his fault that he brought this filthy camera drone into the house.
He's the one flying it into my walk-in wardrobe, the pervert!
Those two girls!
That's the new level of excitement with the moon. Did you know that there are more than 1 million people in the United Kingdom who were named after a Disney character? And the trend is rising, apparently. So
I hate studies like this. That makes no sense to me. Disney characters, I mean, define a Disney name. There's standard names,
well, they're
names,
saying
Sarah,
their names
like...
from animated classics like Toy Story, Hunchback of Notre Dame, and name Beauty and the Beast. They've rocketed in popularity since...
Yeah, but like Beauty and the Beast, her name is Belle. That's a my
that's one just of, a name.
That's just a name. It's not a Disney name. Like exclusively, if you pop out a kid and you call it Hunchback or Mrs. Teapot, then come and talk to me. Then you've got
you call
a real
him Quasimodo. Then you're right. Then you've got a bit of an
then
issue.
Then you're on the Disney or Aladdin. This is my new child, Aladdin. Okay, you've named your kid after a Disney character. Well, but if you're saying- calling it Ariel or
well,
Jasmine.
They're saying the most, well, that's it. The most popular Disney name overall is Jasmine, followed by Toy Story favourite Rex, and then Beauty and the Beast's Belle. I'm disappointed.
They're just names.
Maleficent
isn't
just
there.
Just names, Sarah.
Nala's on the rise.
Yeah, but Nala still qualifies as a normal name, not necessarily a Disney name.
Where does Jafar fall on that list?
Oh, it's not in, but do you know what is in here? Minnie.
Yes.
From Steamboat Willie in 1928. Yes. Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, Minnie Mouse. That's why.
She's number five.
Just a name.
That's just a name, though. Like, you think of the proper Disney movies.
Lumiere.
Exactly. If you're calling your kid Chandelier, or problematic.
Cruella.
Oh, that poor child.
Elsa's right up there,
oh,
of course.
Oh, my God.
Nala.
Do you know what I've just bloody realised?
What?
Remy was kind of named after the rat in Ratatouille. his name is Remy. And I remember when I was pregnant with Remy and we'd already decided on the name, which is kind of weird in retrospect, but whatever, it was my first kid, don't judge me. I remember being in London and going, I have to go to the Disney store to find a little rat plush toy. And of course, they don't make rats in Disney. They go for the pretty things.
So you've just done a full 180 where you've heckled people who've named their children after Disney characters only to realise you named yours after one, and not but just anyone, after a rat.
He is a rat.
It's good to be back.
I love him.
Can he make pasta yet?
You know, that would be handy.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Just easing back into the final stretch of the year.
Is it the final stretch of the year? Do you feel that way?
Well, yes, it is. It's the 30th of September. There are, what have we got?
10 weeks of shows left.
10?
That's a lot.
That's not a lot.
Not for our show. I feel like our show is like the light of our lives.
You guys have more for the Gold Coast show.
Well, it's just, well, I love that show too. That is the secondary light of my life, but it's a much longer show, isn't it?
What about your children?
You've got one and two
locked out.
They're the back porch lights. They're the battery-operated lights that you buy on Daniel's Direct.
Yeah, they're the keychain lights that never actually work when you want them to in the dark. Actually,
Mummy,
when I drove
you
to work today, it wasn't pitch black.
I know, it's insane.
See, you can feel the change in the air.
Yeah,
it's happening.
And
it's
I left
coming
without wearing a cardigan.
I know, it's so nice.
As you wear your cardigan, Lise.
Yeah, but I'm injured.
Also, spoiler alert. Alert.
What?
I was trying to say spoiler alert.
No one noticed. You're fine.
I literally went spoiler. La 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 la. I was going to say we're in Queensland. So if you're listening to this in New South Wales or Melbourne or elsewhere, you might still be wearing cardigans, but we're not.
Sarah, we're meant to be like.
Not in the podcast. The people who tune into the podcast are a special.
No, I quite like pulling the curtain behind for the podcast.
Yeah. The podcast people are different to the live show. They're invested. They're making a real effort.
Do we know how many podcast listeners we have?
I can pull up your stats.
I hope it's more than
two. People who messaged us to say
everyone needs to hold
back.
There. Let's have a little stats update.
God. Stats update.
Stat date. No, 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 no.
Spoiler la 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 la.
Spoiler la 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 la. Okay, hold there. Just launching my browser. Oh, look, I have an escape room there. I'm looking at going to one with my boss this afternoon.
You love escape rooms.
I would just end up living in one. I can't get the clues together to
you
get
out. You guys
out.
Weren't very good when we
no,
did
we
one.
We did all right, but there were 7 of us, thank God.
That was a big number.
Like doing an escape room by myself.
Oh, my God.
Or just with you, Lise, is
no,
my
we
idea.
Give up.
We give up. That's what I mean. We just settle in for the long haul.
Get some cushions from Kmart to decorate.
Well, we'd have to order them in because
we
couldn't get out
delivered,
to get them.
Wouldn't they? Yes.
Okay, so this is for the week before last.
Yeah.
Okay.
When thing happened. What?
But when before the holidays.
Before the holidays. We have about 3,000 downloads that
Whoa.
Week.
Whoa. Wowzers.
Which is a fine number.
That is a fine number, isn't it? I don't really know about podcast numbers.
Nor do I.
Look, we're doing fine. Do we want a quick country breakdown?
Sure.
Australia first, New Zealand second, then Canada.
Whoa.
The USA, the
Mounties.
UK, Japan, Singapore, Hong Kong.
Wow.
Bit of issue there going on at the moment. 4 in France, you'll like that.
Are they her relatives?
They're not, Sarah.
It's one relative listened 4 times. 2 listens in Libya, which is fun. Mm. 1 in Portugal.
Wow.
South Korea. No Why stats on they... North Korea,
no
unfortunately.
No stats on North. We did get a message from a family over in America who said
did.
They listen when they're in the school pickup. So we're on their 3 to 4
they
p.m. pickup.
They live in...
Nevada, was it Nevada?
No,
or
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, or
they
How
live
they,
in.
How
they
stream
Aussies.
Find us?
I think they stream
no,
it.
No, they're Aussies and they've been living over there for quite some time, but their kids listen in the car.
In real time.
And they consider us their Australian aunties because they love listening to the accent and the stupid stories.
It's true. There are some stupid stories. So drone anyone?
Bone drone. Sarah, you're the one who bloody said that.
I just like rhyming. I'm an innocent.
But that's you're not an innocent. If you said bone drone, I said nothing of the sort.
Sarah likes to play the innocent,
exactly.
But she's not.
And I get tarred with the brush or whatever the stupid saying is. Anyway, my foot hurts.
All right.
Cool.
Time to go, I think.
All right, bye. One more thing to just state quickly.
Okay. What?
You guys will notice when we start getting a bit tired and looking for school holidays because the length of the podcast slips. This would be the longest one we've done in a very long time.
This is it. This is going to be the longest one for the next 10 weeks.
By the end of those 10 weeks, we'll literally be like, welcome, good to see you, bye.
I was listening to a show, an older show, where you were like, you guys only work for an hour. What are you talking about? We're like, how dare you? We work for two.
And when you condense it down, it turns into about a 17-minute show.
Do you listen back to the podcast still, Lise?
Yeah, I do, occasionally, not daily.
You must be so up yourself to like
no,
the sound of your own
listen,
voice
somebody
again.
Has to do a sound check, Sarah, you lazy thing.
I do.
Do you listen back to them?
Yeah,
I make it, so I have to. I wouldn't
it's
by choice.
Punish.
My mum still does.
Does she?
Oh, God. Oh. And you let her say things like bone drone?
He made us say that, Trace.
He did.
He held up a placard and said, Sarah, you say bone drone now.
We're just following the script here, guys. Page 11.
All right, I've got to go for a run because guess what? I'm doing a marathon next year.
Oh, shivers. Now she's said it. Now you've got to do it.
Yeah. The more I say it, the more it will
dream
hopefully
it and you will do it.
Do it.
Today is September the 30th, 2019.
Yes, the marathon is the 6th of July next year.
Okay, that's so doable.
I've just got this thing in my head that I want to do 40Ks before I turn 40, and I turn 40 next November.
All right.
It's a bit rich. I've been turning 40 for about 7 years now.
Well, we'll get there one day. Yeah. So I just want to see if I can do it. Visible sunscreen, asthma puffer, the works. Here I come.
You'll have the camelback. You'll be the kind of girl with a camelback on with the straw.
I run with a camelback for a 5K walk, 5K jog in summer.
I'll be on my mobility scooter.
You can send up the bone drone and film me on the course. Oh, God. All right. On that note, bye-bye.
Tickety-boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.